Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
From around the world to Washington to your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. This is a Fox News Radio Memorial Day special from Fox Nation, Unsung Arlington. A powerful look at the stories of bravery and sacrifice behind the over 400,000 soldiers laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery.
The sight before us is that of a strong and good nation that stands in silence and remembers those who were loved and who, in return, loved their countrymen enough to die for them. Each died for a cause they considered more important than his own life. They volunteered to defend values for which men have always been willing to die if need be. As we honor their memory today, let us pledge that their lives, their sacrifices, their valor shall be justified and remembered for as long as God gives life to this nation.
From fallen soldiers to past presidents, each headstone represents a common allegiance to our nation. This devotion doesn't always happen on the battlefield. Some heroes, like Medgar Evers, make the ultimate sacrifice in the pursuit of change.
Medgar Evers is buried in Arlington National Cemetery in Section 36.
The only way you can be buried at Arlington is by earning a spot through your military service. There is no other way to be buried here. A service member has to either have died on active duty, and that could be of any cause. They are the recipient of the Purple Heart for being wounded in hostile action with the enemy, or the recipient of the Silver Star or Medal of Honor, or retired from active duty and eligible to receive retirement pay.
Medgar Evers is buried here at Arlington National Cemetery because of his service in World War II.
Medgar Evers' gravesite, it's marked by a simple white government furnished marker, but it's very interesting, the area that he's buried.
Just across the street from the grave of President William Howard Taft, who also served as Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. The juxtaposition of President Howard Taft's grave with Medgar Evers' grave just across the street is evocative of how the many sections of Arlington National Cemetery tell so many different stories about American heroes. Medgar Evers was born on July 2nd, 1925, in Decatur, Mississippi.
Medgar Evers was one of five children. He was the third child. Because of segregation in schools, Evers and his siblings had to quite literally walk like 12 miles to the segregated school because they were unable to attend the white school. Like many Americans, after World War II broke out, Medgar Evers enlisted in the U.S. Army as soon as he possibly could, which is when he turned 17.
At the time, the military was segregated by race, so Evers served in a segregated military.
For many service members who fought in Europe during World War I and World War II, especially for African Americans, when they were there in Europe, they saw a society that essentially was not segregated. When they returned home and faced the same discrimination they had experienced before serving in the military, many of them said, "This just isn't something I'm willing to put up with anymore."
This made a really big impact on him and was one of the many factors that led him to join the civil rights movement when he returned home.
After fighting in the Army and being discharged, Evers attended Elkhorn College, which was an all-black college in Mississippi. After graduating from Elkhorn, Evers became an insurance salesman. But when he saw the violence and the attempts that were made to stop many blacks from voting in the 1946 election, I think it really spurred him into becoming active in the civil rights movement. Medgar Evers worked sort of locally in different organizations to advance rights for black citizens.
This meant that he was a leader in trying to organize various civil rights activities like voter registration in the state of Mississippi. This was not an easy task. Working with him as part of the civil rights effort was his wife Merle and his brother Charles Evers.
The NAACP recognized something in Medgar Evers, so they recruited him as the first field secretary of the NAACP for the entire state of Mississippi, and that is a role that he really excels in.
As one of the leading organizations in the fight for civil rights during the 1950s and 1960s, the NAACP was a key player in the effort to make the United States equal for all. Medgar Evers, as part of the NAACP and a leader in Mississippi, played an essential role in this effort.
As a field secretary for the NAACP, Medgar Evers had a lot of roles. One of the big ones was just recruiting. And under Evers' leadership, the NAACP massively grew their membership numbers in the state of Mississippi. There were a number of things that Evers did to organize that group. Within a few years, when the organization would meet, they would have attendees well over 10,000 or more.
One of the campaigns that Medgar Evers led was the effort to persuade people not to buy gas where they couldn't use the bathrooms. At the time when racial segregation was prominent across so much of the United States, African Americans were often barred from using bathrooms in places like gas stations or restaurants merely due to their race.
So let us not trade at these stores. Let's urge our friends, our relatives, our neighbors, not to trade at these stores.
Voter registration efforts were a really important part of the NAACP's work during the civil rights movement. Voting is one of the most important obligations and rights of being a citizen. But for many decades since the Civil War, Black Americans were often denied their right to vote based only on the color of their skin.
Evers is really critical in helping generate a national outcry for different civil rights legislation that were coming to Washington, D.C. in the civil rights movement. Evers did become the target of various groups that were trying to stop that movement. On June 12th of 1963, Evers had been working at an event late into the evening, and after he went to his office, ended up driving back home. It was approaching midnight. Ever's wife and his children were waiting up for him. And as he gets out of his car and is walking towards his home, a gunman comes from behind and mortally wounds him in his driveway just a few feet away from his front door. Ever's shooter was a member of the KKK and a self-proclaimed white supremacist by the name of Byron Dayla Beckworth Jr.
Medgar Ever's murderer was able to escape punishment until the case was brought back up decades later when he was finally convicted for his crime and sentenced to life in prison.
Ever's death both hurt and helped the civil rights movement. Ever's really understood what was necessary to move the needle on people's perceptions of why the civil rights for all was so important. So losing someone like that obviously is a blow to the movement. But on the other hand, the outrage that was generated because of his murder across the American public ultimately helped further other civil rights actions, including the Voting Rights Act of 1965. In addition, after his death, his family continued to be very active in the NAACP and other civil rights movements. His brother, Charles Ever's, ended up taking on a lot of those responsibilities at the NAACP in Mississippi. Later, he ended up becoming the first African-American elected mayor of a town in Mississippi following the Civil War.
Medgar Ever's brother, Charles Ever's, is also interred here at Arlington National Cemetery in one of our columbarium courts.
His wife, Merle, also has really spent the last 60 years following and ensuring that the legacy that her husband set out continues. So for a while, she was the chairperson of the NAACP. She's worked on creating various foundations in honor of Medgar Ever's to ensure that no one forgets both what he did, but more importantly, what the movement accomplished, whether that was during his lifetime or after. When you walk around the cemetery, you realize every one of those markers were earned by someone through their service and sacrifice for our nation. And I think that's what makes this place so unique and special.
The cemetery, like the military, was segregated by race and rank until 1948. That means today there are sections that are filled primarily with black service members or white service members. This is one of the few places in the United States where you can actually see what official segregation looked like, although in this case it was segregation in death as opposed to segregation in life. Medgar Ever's grave is located in a very easily accessible part of Arlington National Cemetery near our front entrance. His grave shows visitors that the civil rights movement wasn't something that was just abstract or composed of peaceful protests, but an effort that cost the lives of many people. It paints a picture of what it took in the United States to move the civil rights effort forward and how that effort continues today.
He's someone who took everything that he learned from his service in World War II and applied it to become one of the most influential and consequential civil rights leaders of the 1950s and 1960s. Ever's did so much, not just for his race, but for all people.
You're listening to a Fox News Radio Memorial Day special from Fox Nation, Unsung Arlington. More coming up.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Hey, I'm Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we cover the full range of topics that are on your mind and speak with some brilliant, talented, thoughtful women and men who have excelled in their respective fields and careers. Plus, every Thursday is your turn. You get to be the lawyer and you get to ask the questions about whatever is foremost on your mind.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's Rachel Campos Duffy. Join me for Fox Noticias, a show that breaks down the news of the day with a focus on the kitchen table issues that matter most to our community. Politics, the economy, immigration, and cultural trends. Weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox Deportes and available at noticias.foxnews.com, the Fox Noticias YouTube page, and Fox Nation. Or listen and follow the podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T.
When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listening to a Fox News Radio Memorial Day special from Fox Nation, Unsung Arlington.
Every so often, we get the rare privilege of honoring someone whose legacy didn't just span a battlefield, but redefined what was possible for all Americans. John Herschel Glenn Jr. was that kind of man, a warrior, a pioneer, and a patriot in the purest sense. He didn't just fight for this nation, he inspired.
John Glenn is buried in Section 35 of Arlington National Cemetery. John Glenn represents how almost every part of American history can be told at Arlington National Cemetery.
John Glenn's buried just a short distance from the Memorial Amphitheater, so he's buried very close distance to a lot of notable sites and other individuals. On an average day at Arlington, we can do up to 30 funerals, and every one of those funerals is special. We do everything we can to ensure that when you're here for a funeral, you feel like that's the only funeral that's taking place in the entire cemetery, even though there are others going on concurrently.
Famous heroes and forgotten veterans rest here together, all telling a story of this nation's past and the many different parts of our country's history. John Glenn was born on July 18, 1921 in Cambridge, Ohio. John Glenn's long career as a military aviator began during World War II.
Like so many of his generation, it was the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941 that encouraged Glenn to enlist. By the time Glenn joined the military in 1942, he was 21 years old, really took to aviation very, very quickly.
He started as a Navy aviator, but he ended up becoming an officer in the U.S. Marine Corps.
Once he learned to fly, his passion became aviation. John Glenn's aviation squadron ended up deploying to California, then Hawaii, then Midway, and ultimately to the Marshall Islands. And it was in the Marshall Islands that he started to fly combat air patrols. He was a distinguished combat pilot in the Second World War. He flew over 57 combat missions in the Marshall Islands. The age of propeller warfare was quickly coming to an end. Between the end of his tour in 1945, by the start of the Korean War in 1950, he was given the opportunity to fly a jet. By the time Glenn deploys to Korea, he is 32 years old. We start to see a trend that will continue for the rest of his life in that he will be on the older side of a lot of the opportunities that he ends up getting. Glenn was still in Korea before he came back stateside. He applied for a training program to become a test pilot. John Glenn's goal became, how do I stay in an airplane, which is what I love? And for him, it was to become a test pilot. He is accepted into the Naval Test Pilot Training Program and does become a test pilot, flying all different types of airframes. However, his job that he was given in the Navy really started to take him a bit more out of the cockpit and more into an office. By the late 1950s, Glenn has racked up over 9,000 hours of flight time in military aircraft, and 3,000 hours of that were in jets. During his military career, Glenn was awarded 4 Distinguished Service Crosses and 18 Air Medals, which again is a significant accomplishment for a combat pilot.
The United States and the Soviet Union were each vying to become the most powerful and technologically advanced country. Just as we think about the Cold War being fought through battles that never happened and proxy wars in places like Korea and Vietnam, the space race was also another way that these two countries were pitted against each other, trying to prove who was the most superior.
The Soviets are successful in launching a spacecraft, Sputnik, into orbit. So it's very clear to the U.S. government that the Soviets have an advantage, and we need to do whatever we can to decrease that advantage.
To hear and see more great shows like this, go to foxnation.com to sign up now. Military, veteran, and first responders can enjoy their first year free. More coming up.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
It's the Will Cain Podcast.
I think this long-term play is an attempt to reorganize the global economy, to arrest the fall of the American empire. I don't know whether or not it will work or whether or not it will fail, but I do know that the path that we were on, even if in the short term the economy looked good, the path that we were on has been a path that is well trod by many empires before us, and we might want to try to reposition or arrest that fall and sustain the American empire.
Get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes, with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We asked people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T. When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown.
Every Monday and Friday, Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. You're listening to a Fox News Radio Memorial Day special from Fox Nation. Unsung Arlington, a powerful look at the stories of bravery and sacrifice behind the over 400,000 soldiers laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery.
When the United States started up its space flight program, the criteria for becoming one of the astronauts was very, very strict, and not that many people met the criteria.
NASA really looks for trained military pilots, specifically those with combat experience, because if you've been successful in combat, you should be able to handle any of the stresses that are going to come with the unknown of spaceflight. The Navy and the Marine Corps are asked to nominate who they consider are the best pilots. In total, 110 of these pilots were selected for the initial selection process. Of that 110, 7 were selected to be the first 7 astronauts for NASA. They were known as the Mercury 7, and of course, John Glenn was one of those 7.
As one of the first 7 Mercury astronauts, John Glenn was part of a cadre of Americans who became renowned heroes across the country.
John Glenn was the oldest of the 7 astronauts selected for the Mercury program. At 40, he was the old man of the group.
In 1962, it was his time for his mission, and he became the first person from the United States to orbit the Earth.
3, 2, 1.
This was a monumental moment for the United States.
In all, he does 3 full orbits. During most of the time, the flight goes pretty smoothly, but there is a concern that the heat shield, which is going to protect his capsule on the re-entry to Earth and the intense, you know, heat the craft is going to be subjected to, has been damaged.
There were technical troubles with his equipment, and in a harrowing 4 minutes or so, he had to listen to space control and adapt his plan for getting back to Earth. It was not clear if he would survive. He was able to get back to Earth, safely complete his ocean landing, and he survived, becoming even more of an American hero.
I think for John Glenn, he realized that he was not going to get another opportunity to go into space. Part of that was probably because of President John F. Kennedy.
Astronaut John H. Glenn Jr. is a caller on President Kennedy at the White House in Washington.
And Kennedy thought that John Glenn was just too important, was too valuable. His 2+ decades of being a combat pilot, a test pilot, and astronaut was coming to an end. He needs to find something else.
He ended up leaving the Marine Corps and starting on a new part of his career, and eventually he ran for office.
It was actually Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy that recommended to John Glenn that he run for Senate in his home state of Ohio.
John Glenn was extremely popular as a senator from Ohio. During his first election, he won every county in the state of Ohio, and he ended up serving 4 terms as a senator, becoming a really prominent leader in U.S. Congress. Even though during his time as an astronaut, John Glenn only did 1 space flight, he was eager to get back into outer space.
Glenn read some studies about aging in space. He started to advocate to the director of NASA that he would volunteer to go to space again in order to study the effects of space on aging. Finally, NASA agreed to allow John Glenn to go into space on a space shuttle mission if he could pass all of the same tests and qualifications and medical boards that any other astronaut would need to. And of course he did.
And liftoff of Discovery with a crew of six astronaut heroes and one American legend.
John Glenn finally returned to outer space on October 29th, 1998. He was there for 9 days.
At age 77 at the time, that made John Glenn the oldest human in space.
I do firmly believe that age is no barrier to having dreams and hopes and ambitions like anybody else at any age.
John Glenn passed away on December 8th, 2016. He was 95 years old. The addition of John Glenn's grave to Arlington National Cemetery was yet another facet of the nation's history being inscribed into these hills. Walking around Arlington National Cemetery, you can see the living evidence of the military's deep sacrifices.
Every funeral, every interment here is special and unique and honorable, and people just don't get to see all of them. Glenn put the service to his country above any personal risk, whether that was flying combat missions against Japan or North Korea and China or the unforgiving environs of space. John Glenn understood how important his service was to the United States and was willing to sacrifice his own life for that.
You're listening to a Fox News Radio Memorial Day special from Fox Nation, Unsung Arlington. More coming up.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T.
When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
It's the Will Cain Podcast.
I think this long-term play is an attempt to reorganize the global economy, to arrest the fall of the American empire. I don't know whether or not it will work or whether or not it will fail, but I do know the path that we were on, even if in the short term the economy looked good, the path that we were on has been a path that is well trod by many empires before us, and we might want to try to reposition or arrest that fall and sustain the American empire.
Get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest joined me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
You're listening to a Fox News Radio Memorial Day special from Fox Nation, Unsung Arlington.
Arlington National Cemetery is the resting place of over 600 nurses who served in the U.S. Armed Forces. These women didn't carry rifles. They carried the wounded. They didn't seek glory. They preserved life. They reshaped the future of medicine and military care that we know today.
Jane Delano is buried in Section 21 of Arlington National Cemetery. Section 21 was originally called the Nurses Section.
We very often get questions about the different sections in Arlington National Cemetery. How are they numbered?
All of our sections had a name until basically 1946 or 1947. So after World War II, the cemetery decided we were no longer going to have a section named after largely who was buried there, but rather we would go to a numbering system. The nurses section became Section 21.
The first nurses who earned their own eligibility to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery were Civil War nurses who were not actually in the United States Army. They served in this situation where they were working for or with the Army. Not all of them were even paid. But those Civil War nurses, they wanted to be buried here at Arlington. So in 1897, a law was passed by Congress to allow them to be buried. Jane Delano was born in 1862 during the American Civil War. She was originally from New York, and it's really interesting to note that her father served in the U.S. Army during the Civil War, and he died of yellow fever. So she came from a family that valued military service.
She actually had worked for a short period of time as a teacher before she went to nursing school and decided ultimately that she wanted to go into nursing. So she traveled to New York City and attended and graduated from the Bellevue Hospital School of Medicine.
It's really important to understand that at the time in the late 19th century, nursing was one of the very few professions that was really open to women. So these women who trained to become nurses, they were really working to demonstrate that nursing was not just something you did as a volunteer on an ad hoc basis, but an occupation.
Although there was no proof at the time the mosquito was the driver of yellow fever, one of her first jobs after she became a nurse, she put mosquito netting over windows in the hospital that she worked at and ended up slowing the spread of yellow fever.
In the Civil War, the United States started to see nurses a little bit more formally working with the military, but they were not serving in the military. They were still civilians.
You don't really know who was going to end up getting hired on as a military nurse, often in contract roles. It was someone who said, oh, you know, I'm happy to go to Cuba and help take care of the sick or the wounded, but they might not have any of that background.
From 1909 to 1912, Jane Delano simultaneously served in two positions. She was head of the Red Cross Nursing Service and the superintendent of the U.S. Army Nurse Corps. In these two positions, what she was able to do was create a reserve force of fully trained nurses who would be ready to supplement the nurses of the Army Nurse Corps in the event of a national emergency such as a war.
She was greatly interested in recruiting nurses from accredited nursing programs to ensure those professional standards were being maintained in the military nursing program. Delano had spent basically decades building up that expertise and that professionalism that she thought all nurses needed. In a time before antibiotics, the best treatment that service members could receive after they had been wounded was to have the wounds properly cleaned and sterilized. Previously, maybe a nurse wouldn't be prepared to be changing dressings on wounds and using antiseptics. Delano creates a standard of care for the types of wounds and ways to combat infections.
Over there, send a word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums run tumming everywhere.
World War I was a watershed moment for American women and their role supporting the U.S. military. And nursing was one of the key professions where women were able to really help the war effort. In 1917, with the U.S. entrance into the First World War, and those Red Cross nurses were supplementing the U.S. Army Nurse Corps. This enabled over 20,000 nurses to be mobilized, many of whom served overseas, to increase the size of the U.S. Army Nurse Corps from its much smaller size to the size that was really needed to deal with all of the many challenges that the First World War brought.
World War I, while it was within 20 years of the end of the Spanish-American War, the weapons technology had changed so much.
You had machine guns that were more effective. You had artillery that could shoot from a farther range and actually impact and hit more accurately. You had aerial warfare. You had the first use of the tank in 1916 by the British. Trenches where men were huddled up, cold, wet, suffering, as they faced these massive machines that were coming to destroy them. And then, of course, you had the first uses during World War I of chemical warfare. Gases like chlorine and mustard gas were deployed into the air to devastate the service members, and it didn't always kill them, but it left them maimed. It scarred their faces, it blinded them, it gave many of them skin infections and rashes.
Delano was aware of really horrific injuries our allies were facing in combat in Europe. It really became about preparing many thousands of nurses, both on the home front to deal with the wounded who were coming home, but also deploying into Europe with the U.S. military to provide that additional nursing capability that she correctly realized were going to be needed. Service members who probably in earlier conflicts without those professional nurses might not have survived their wounding.
These women faced all sorts of challenges. They would have to help heal the bodies of men who were obliterated by combat, but they also had to deal with the impact of the influenza pandemic. The influenza pandemic and World War I are intertwined. You can't understand the U.S. experience in World War I, and indeed the experience of other nations in World War I, without understanding and assessing the impact of influenza on the war and the conflict. And it really just ripped through these militaries. They were dealing with combat. They were also dealing with disease. And for the civilian population, it was just as devastating.
The particular strain of influenza that we call the Spanish flu was such a potent killer because instead of only targeting the weak, it was healthy, military-aged individuals who were succumbing to that pandemic.
It's really easy, I think, for us today, after the COVID pandemic, to imagine that in these training camps, at these crowded bases, in these overcrowded ships transporting troops across the Atlantic, influenza was able to take hold among the military and then soon spread to civilians, so that probably about half of the American military fatalities in World War I were from diseases, especially influenza. And historians estimate that probably over 200 female nurses died from the American side during World War I, most of those from influenza or complications from influenza. Jane Delano died in 1919 in France. She died while she was surveying the conditions of the many nurses who were still stationed there after the end of the First World War. And her death deeply impacted the nursing community. The nurses immediately felt the need to do projects to commemorate Jane and to memorialize her. Of course, the first step in this was transferring her remains from their temporary burial place in France to a permanent resting place here at Arlington National Cemetery.
The size and just the sheer outpouring of grief and emotion over Delano's passing underscores just how important she was, not only to the profession of nursing, but I would say to the entire U.S. military.
It was most appropriate to bury her in Section 21. And after World War I, many more nurses were buried here. It's estimated that somewhere over the number of 200 female nurses died during World War I. A statue was erected in this section to honor them. This is what we call today the Nurses Memorial. It's this beautiful Art Deco statue by female sculptor Frances Rich. And it shows this nurse wearing her cape, which is flowing over her shoulders as she gazes out across the nurses section, looking at the graves of her fellow sisters who were deceased. All over Arlington National Cemetery's 639 acres, there are the graves of women who served and sacrificed for this nation. These women's stories are essential to the narrative of American military history, even before women were officially allowed into the U.S. military.
And that's why it's such an important story to tell.
From nurses to civil rights activists, to a major general who lost their arm in battle, Arlington National Cemetery has no shortage of heroes. As a country, we will continue to defend, to educate, and to empower the American people. Here at Fox Nation, we will never forget, and we will forever honor. Thank you.
To hear and see more great shows like this, go to foxnation.com to sign up now. Military, veteran, and first responders can enjoy their first year free. This has been a production of Fox News Radio.
What if the dollar was no longer the world's reserve currency? According to former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff, that future is coming faster than you think. His new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, reveals how rising debt, inflation, and global de-dollarization could lead to a full-blown currency crisis, one that could wipe out retirement accounts tied to the stock market or the dollar. That's why Advantage Gold is giving away free copies of this urgent book when you schedule your one-on-one precious metals appointment. You'll learn how to legally move your IRA or 401k into physical gold and silver, avoid taxes and penalties using a little-known IRS-approved strategy, and how to receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you qualify. Protect your retirement before it's too late. Call 800-324-9902 now. That's 800-324-9902. Or visit AdvantageGold.com to claim your free copy. There's no cost, just the truth. No precious metals purchase necessary. Call 800-324-9902 now. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.